Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Vacation Home Help Podcast. I'm John, your host. And on this podcast, I aim to make hosting simple. So to start off, today's episode is going to be about my tech stack and what I use in terms of artificial intelligence, AI, and hint, hint, I don't use all that much because I'm a big fan of keeping it stupid simple, K-I-S-S. I don't like to use too many tools because I already have a PhD in tab management on my web browser, and I don't want to overcomplicate my life, and I don't think you want to overcomplicate yours either. So to start off, a quick update about what's going on in my short-term rental business. It is absolutely garbage in terms of rates and demand in my main market, Florida. It is horrendous. December, the beginning of December, is historically low season, but all of the tools I'm using for pricing are suggesting the lowest prices I have ever seen. And it's because people can't really sell their homes. They're trying to get out en masse of the Airbnb business because things are not quite as rosy as a couple years past, but they can't exit because no one's really buying right now. No one wants to get into the Airbnb headache at the moment, at least in my market, unless they haven't done their research on what's going on as of late. So right now, there's a ton of owners who are just desperate to get any revenue in the door at all costs, leading to this total race to the bottom. And as much as I like to say, hey, my properties are better than yours, it doesn't matter if the pictures are deceiving and people can book a larger property for much less money. So there is a race to the bottom going down. So it's like the Hunger Games competing against other hosts to get those bookings in to break even at the moment, right? So anyone telling you they're doing fantastically well, I would be interested to hear where, how, and what the circumstances are because Florida is absolutely garbage at the moment. Occupancy is pretty good. I have a lot of mid-stay bookings and keeping the whole month booked for those properties, albeit the rate is a bit lower on those in Fort Myers, Florida. But I have been able to keep the days full. It just involves aggressively discounting the pricing and doing a lot of different strategies that I wouldn't normally deploy. But times are tough and desperate times call for desperate measures. So you do need to do what you need to do to get bookings in the door. So into the meat of the episode, I'm currently using very limited AI tools. I don't like PMS systems. I see the ads for them on Facebook whenever I open that app up. I hate Facebook, but when I open it, I see advertisements for Guesty. And I've had very bad experiences with Guesty. Doesn't mean everyone has. A lot of people are having a lot of success using Guesty. I just thought it had too many problems when I tried to use it. And every time I try to push photos, push listing descriptions, and publish across different channels, there were always glitches and bugs. And it just made my life more difficult than just publishing it on each individual channel. I preferred that much better. I've used HostAway. I've used things like Cyrus. I've used almost every PMS Hospitable. I've used them all, and they all come with much promise, but deliver lots of headache. So if you're not fully willing to engage in the learning and the training and the optimizing of whatever property management software you choose to use, just don't get into it. It's going to lock you into a contract. You're going to pay for it every month, or with annual pricing, you'll pay for it every year. And you may just get more headaches than you bargain for. So a lot of people, when they scale, they do need systems. You can't have no system or no back end because you'll make a huge mess. But if you have one or two properties, it may not really be necessary to deploy a property management system. It's just not. It's overkill. And you'll end up increasing your fees, not decreasing them. So the selling point of a lot of these property management systems, especially Lodgify, is you will have a direct booking site, which you will. Although the site is not going to be fully customizable from their plug and play solution. You probably will have to use what's called a widget, copy and paste the code onto a website that you're going to end up making yourself anyway, which really defeats the purpose of using a widget when you're paying them every month or on a per booking basis. You just shouldn't have gotten into it in the first place because that means you're just paying someone else a fee to do something you could do yourself. So if you are looking to scale and you have like 10 plus units, a property management system will make sense if you're going to invest the time and resources to learn it, to set up the accounting function, to set up the owner statements, everything you need to do. It will make sense at scale, but you have to negotiate a volume discount for the math to make sense because you're just paying another third party at that point, right? So think about if you actually need it. You can connect the calendars without using a channel manager. You don't need to use one of these softwares. You can just take the iCalendar link and export it into the other channel. cross link everything and you're all set and you don't even need to pay for that. It's completely free, right? So if you think I need to connect all the calendars to avoid double bookings, you do not need a property management software to do that. You just don't need it. In addition, my stack for pricing, I use Beyond Pricing sometimes and I use PriceLab sometimes depending on the use case. I love my dynamic pricing tools, but it's only as good as a person using it. I've taken all the trainings you can imagine on their tools. So I know what the shortfalls are. I know where the pitfalls are. I know where the errors lie. Trust me, Price Labs has a lot of them because of the new host-only fee. It messed everything up on the pricing curve. But you need to know how to use a tool. So these AI tools are powerful. They can help you adjust rates on the fly and do it much quicker than you can do yourself. But it's all dependent on getting the accurate base rate, having an accurate comp set, and knowing how to actually use the tool. If you don't know how to use a tool, hire someone who knows how to use the tool. But they're incredibly powerful, and I do suggest using them. You don't need a property management system to get pricing on a dynamic pricing format. You just don't need it. You could just pay the dynamic pricing software. It's super cheap. And then you can learn how to use it, and it solves most of your problems in terms of pricing strategies. So once you have dynamic pricing software, you don't need a property management system, as long as you are actually taking the iCalendar links and copying them into the other websites, you're all set in terms of double bookings. You just won't get them and everything will feed. The big issue I have with not using a property management system is messages. I have to log in to my Vrbo Dash to get the messages or have the app on my phone. Same with booking.com. I do get notifications by text and email, but it's sort of a pain in the ass having to log into 100 different places. It just is. But a property management system, you would think, if I get this, all my inbox will be sorted. Wrong-o, super wrong. Sometimes you have messages and it's not getting pushed into the system. Then you're spending 30 minutes to 2 hours talking to customer support why this particular listing isn't feeding messages. So you're just wasting more time. You should have just checked the website itself. That's happened on almost every property management system I've used. It's supposed to make it easy and be smart tech, but it's sometimes dumb tech and you're better off just logging into the app. Where I find this a problem is when you manage properties or co-host properties for others, you have the co-hosting feature through Airbnb, but you don't have a similar co-hosting function on booking.com or on Vrbo. So you have a total mess of logins. You need to log into 100 different places, and that's where a property management system shines. If you're operating your own property management business or a co-hosting business, you may want a tool to get the inbox unified. But only in that case do I see it worth it paying the fees to a property management system. Only in that case. So ChatGPT, I got the big boy subscription there. I pay them the $200 a month faithfully because I find it well worth it. I've made so many templates. I've done so many queries. I got my money's worth. So if you want something to make templates for answering your guests, just run the expensive version of ChatGPT and take those and save them down to your templated replies in the Airbnb website itself, and you're all set in terms of templates. You don't need another software to auto-answer guests. You do not want to over-automate communication. You will be sending templates when they should not be sent. And your guests will know they're talking to a robot. And there's nothing worse than talking to a robot. They're going to totally wee-woo over it. And they're going to think you're not authentic, you're not genuine, and you don't care about them. So don't over-automate your answers. Sometimes you think, I can just automate everything. I could be at my 9-to-5 job and this will take care of itself. That's wrong. You're going to have to still be involved or hire someone who's going to do that guest communication for you. You can automate things like the booking confirmation, the check-in instructions, the checkout instructions, but request for review is a little bit iffy because if someone didn't like you or your accommodation and you ask them to review, you're getting a one star. You're getting a one star real quick. So there's some things you just shouldn't automate, right? You should only automate booking confirmation, check-in, check-out instructions, the basic things. And you could do that through the website itself. You don't need to get another software to do that. Just use GPT and then put the responses in the website itself, but make sure they sound human. Don't over-optimize your answers to guests. You'll sound like a robot and it's creepy and it's weird. It's creepy and weird. You want to be cool. Like, what's up, bro, right? Not every family likes that, but when you're a cool host, it goes a long way in terms of reviews. They know you're a real person and they're less likely to mess with you and penalize you when things go wrong because they feel you're a real individual. You're a real person. You're cool. They don't want to really cause you any hardship. But if you come sounding like a call center or you're super robotic, they will have no issue in dishing you in the review because you weren't authentic and you weren't genuine and people just smell it. They know from your responses. So don't send canned answers that are too corporate and too professional because trust me, people will be super brutal to you in the reviews because they don't really care about you. You're like a corporate entity and you sound like it. They're not going to care. So make sure when you respond, be a human. Don't be like the host that let every single company milk you because there's already too many middlemen. And if you're going to pay Guesty and you're going to pay Price Labs and you're going to pay Airbnb and you're going to pay Vrbo, you're going to pay someone to do your taxes, you're going to pay someone to clean your house, you're going to pay someone to do all of these things, trust me, there's no margin left for you. The more people you pay out, the worse off you're going to be. And yes, every business needs to pay people, but you don't need to pay for 100 different technology subscriptions that really don't add any value to your business. Only do the ones that you can't live without. Okay, that's the big key. If you can't live without it, if your business can't live without it, then you might want to have it. But if you can live without it, just don't even bother. Before committing to any of these tools, don't over-automate before your systems are stable. If you do decide to set up a property management system or a pricing tool or a channel manager or a direct booking website, it's going to add complexity. There's no way around it. Do what's called a soft launch. Try one property first to test the workflows before rolling it across your portfolio, because then any error you made to one area, like say you were doing tax configuration and you did it wrong and you rolled it across all 12 properties and you didn't notice what you did wrong for two or three bookings, you have a bigger, more amplified mess. So test everything on one property before you roll it out and make sure it's correct before you implement across your portfolio. Dynamic pricing, it is not magic. It helps, but tools like Price Labs can improve your revenue, but you still need to set realistic base rates, minimum net stay rules, seasonal strategies, and you need to monitor that and measure it all of the time or it's not going to do you any good. And the guest experience actually still does matter. Automation should not make communication robotic. Given your positioning, you might need a hybrid approach. So if you're trying to rent out a luxury accommodation, you can't be automating everything because you're going to alienate your core guest. Okay, if you're budget, maybe you can get away with automating more, but I wouldn't advise doing that beyond what I said, the booking confirmation, the check-in instructions, the checkout instructions. Don't over automate. Wi-Fi, you can give them that in the check-in instructions, but don't automate every single answer. It just will get really weird. And then your data flow. You need to understand how data flows downstream and upstream. For example, if you get a property management system, you need to know what information is being pushed from your system to the channels. Are they on fully sync or are they on partial sync? What fully sync is everything you put in the PMS, listing description, photos, rates, availability, everything you do is going to get pushed when you publish to the system. If it's unlimited sync, that means only the pictures in a description or something like that is getting pushed down to the listing. Vice versa, if you're importing a listing from Airbnb to the PMS, find out what's actually going to flow through. And anytime you make changes to a system, find out how that interacts with the other website. For example, Price Labs, you have custom pricing on Airbnb. Your custom pricing usually will override any pricing you did in Price Labs. If you didn't know that, you'll make a big mess. Same with smart pricing and rate automation on Vrbo. If you set up smart pricing or rate automation and you don't know it's on and toggled on, your Price Labs recommendations are not going to feed at all and you're going to make a big mess. So you need to understand how your tech interacts with each other first. In terms of what your cleaners are going to be using, okay, you can send your cleaner your dates manually or you can send them your iCal link. I use Resort Cleaning in my cleaning business. It is awesome. It looks old and ugly, but it does what it needs to do. People have Turno. The reason I don't use Turno is because they're a competitor of my business. And if I use Turno, all my data is going to be in their hands. So I don't use it. But whatever works for you, make sure your cleaner has a way that they can get your calendar automatically so you don't forget one day to send them your last minute booking and they don't clean it and you have a huge mess. So make sure at least the cleaning calendar is automated. You don't need to automate the pictures and the photo checklist and get all extra about it. Just the dates. Just make sure that the dates are getting to the cleaner so they can appropriately staff and get your place cleaned on time. Don't overcomplicate it. If you have a cleaning system and a property management system and a pricing system, and you have three different websites you list on, and then an accounting software, you're gonna have so many logins, you're just gonna overcomplicate it. Try to condense, make everything simpler. And trust me, it's going to make a world of difference when everything is simpler. So that's it for today's show. We revamped the website for my business. If you wanna check out vacationhomehelp.com. We have a page for the podcast there. And I'm also going to be publishing some blog posts with some helpful revenue management tips, pricing tips, and marketing strategies if you want to check that out as well. If you want to support the work that I do, because I don't have sponsors and I do this for free, just like and review the podcast on whatever platform you're listening on. If you're an Apple Podcast, just click rate, please, hopefully 5 stars, and let me know what you think. Your support means the world to me and it keeps me going. So thank you for doing that. And if you don't have me on social media, you can add me on Facebook and Instagram. I'll include links to that in the show notes. And let's connect. Talk to you next time. Take care.